Press on to the promise. Press on to the promise. Press on to the promise.
Hey guys, it's your girl Latoya V, and I'm so thankful to have an opportunity to even come on today. I thank God for having another opportunity to upload on today. And for those of you that are listening, I thank God for you as well. I am the Press On Girl, and this is another episode of In the Press, where it is my mission, my motivation, and my inspiration to encourage, motivate, and inspire you to continue pressing toward and forward everything that the Lord has in store for you. And even those dreams, visions, and goals that you have planned for yourself. If you have not already, check out my website, thepressongirl.com. There were issues going on with my website that I wasn't really aware of. I found out that there were, so there were some security measures that had to be taken place, but it is safe for you to go on my website, thepressongirl.com. There is a link to my book, God Through Jesus, Nothing Can Separate You From His Love, as well as my planners and journals, and also my store, where there's some merchandise there, Press On Girls and Press On Guys. I thank you so much for that. I was not able to get on last week because I had gotten busy, and I'm noticing that it's just so many things that are going on at this time that I'm not always able to get on, and I'm in my master's degree in school, so that kind of takes away a lot as well. It's just a lot of things that are going on, so I probably won't be able to get on every Monday at 7 p.m. Maybe every other Monday I'm going to aim for and see how that works out. It may not seem as if though it's a task, but it can be. So we'll just see how that plays out. I'm going to wing it. I definitely want to keep it on Mondays, but that may have to change as well. However, I hope that you have had a wonderful week. I certainly have. I thank God for just how he continues to keep me and my family. I thank God for just all of the things that he continues to do in spite of all the challenges that we continue to face. I'm not going to be before you long on today because I was really just coming on to inform you of that and to look that I was going to be changing to probably every 2 weeks starting out to see how that works. So keep me in prayer. But I also just want you to continue to be motivated, encouraged, and inspired to continue pressing toward whatever it is that you have. There are some things in store for you. Maybe you don't know fully what those things are. We could never know completely, I should say, but continue to press toward and forward all those things that are definitely in store for you. I want to leave you with this scripture, and it says in James 1, it says James 1 and 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let me take it up, actually. Let me go up to 5. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And then 6 says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I've just read James 1, 5 through 8. And it's something pretty interesting about that as I was thinking about what came to me was double-minded. And I went to the Word of God and then began to read. And I began to pray on myself even to not be double-minded, which is equivalent to being unstable. And I said, Lord, I never want to be unstable, but how could you be a trustworthy person when your yes is not yes and your no is not a clear no? And it doesn't always have to be in relation to sin, but there are decisions in our lives that we have to make. And your yes needs to be a strong yes, and your no needs to be a strong no. We are not to be in a place where we're continuing to waver about a situation or a thing. We ought to be in a place where we have transitioned from being a babe in Christ to being on the meat. And we understand that when we go to God and we ask the Lord in faith, in wisdom, or if we lack wisdom, we ask God faithfully, Lord, can you give this, or can you do this, or can you lead me, God, or can you guide me? Or Lord, I have faith that this is going to happen. I'm not wavering. I'm not saying that I want this to happen, or I'm not saying this is going to happen. And when things begin to work in opposition, at least in the eye to what I want it to look like, then I begin to be tossed to and fro, not knowing which way to go. But I want my yes to be a strong yes. And if I say that I'm going in a certain direction, then that's what I want to do. And I want to stand on what you give me, Father. I don't ever want to be at the place where I'm losing and I'm lacking and I'm falling back or to the wayside because what I thought would go the way I wanted it to go or what I wanted to do didn't exactly line up with how I wanted to do it. So now I'm doubting and I'm confused and I don't know what to do. Father, I want to have a strong yes and a strong no when it's necessary. This is how we must be. This is how we must be, especially when we are soldiers in the army of the Lord, especially as children of the Most High God, who He has given His Son as a ransom for our lives. When we begin to think about this, then it's our reasonable service to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. But in going through this life, there are going to be challenges, tests, issues, situations, circumstances, and ultimately decisions that you're going to have to make. And those decisions may not be the easiest thing to do. They may not be the easiest decisions to make, but we must do them and know and understand that God is with us. I thank God so much for even having the mind to say, Lord, remove any double-mindedness, because I don't want to be an unstable person. And when people hear that term, unstable, they begin to think and mentally like, oh my gosh, this person is crazy. But think about what that truly means. If something is unstable, it can fall or it can go one way or another at any time. When something is unstable, you can't trust it. When something is unstable, you can't put your faith in it because it won't stand. Because again, it can fall at any time. When a person is unstable, at the time when you need them the most, they may not be there. I don't know why I'm going in this direction. But when a person is unstable, when you need them the most, or you need something from them the most, or that promise that they gave you, you're ready to cash the ticket in and get that promise or that favor. When you need it the most, they just may not be there for you. So we want to make it a practice of praying to God to make us stable creatures, make us stable enough to be able to stand in the midst of adversity, even when it looks like everything around us is going to fail or to falter. God, it may not look how I want it to look. Father, it may not sound how I want it to sound. Lord, they may not be doing what they said they would do, but I'm going to stand. And I'm going to make it. This is the mentality. This is the spirit. This is the mind. This is how we ought to move in relation to God. We have to make sure that we're stable in all of our ways. And we want to make sure that others in our lives that we put our faith in are stable. Say, Lord, take out the instability in me. Take out the double-minded part of me. Take that out of me, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of instability, insecurity that leads to instability. I bind that in the mighty name of Jesus. When you are insecure with yourself, it's kind of hard to be stable. When you are insecure with your abilities and your capabilities and in who you are, then it's kind of difficult and challenging to be stable. But if we begin to pray to God and say, Lord, take out that insecurity, God. Take out that instability, Father. Lord, I want to be stable. I don't want to be a weeble wobble. I don't want to fall to this side and that one, depending on the wind blowing or the waves tossing in my life. But Lord, I want to be stable. I want to let it be known that I'm standing on a sure and a firm foundation in you. And because I'm standing on you, then I don't have to move to the left or to the right, but I'm going to move forward in security and stability. This is the mentality that we must have. So that is my prayer on this week as you go through. That is my prayer that whatever it is that you're facing in your life right now, that you don't change your answer. Don't change it. If you've said yes and you were dedicated to that yes and you knew that that was the right answer, stick to that answer. If you said no and it was a dedicated no and you knew that no was the right answer when the situation arose, that was the immediate answer for you, stick to that no. Make sure that you stick to whatever it is that you have decided to do. Don't continue to play with it. Don't continue to toss it. Don't continue to go back and forth in your mind, playing things over and over again. But let your yes be yes and your no be no. I thank God for you all. I'm praying for you all. Thank you for those supporters, those that continue to ask me about the podcast, those that continue to encourage and motivate me as I give you the word of God as he's given it to me. Like I said before, it's a lot of things going on. I'm even putting this up at a different time than I usually do, even though it is Monday. It's not 7 p.m., it's 7 a.m., but I want us to get into a different mindset. I'm doing different things. I'm kind of transitioning to another area of wanting to do this, these podcasts. So we're going to see how it works out. Hopefully, like I said, it will maintain every other week. But God is good. And let me just say this, no matter where you are in your life right now, whatever is going on in your life right now, hold fast. Don't lose out by walking away right now. Don't lose out. Don't give up on God. Don't turn your back on God. Don't think that that situation is not going to work out. Don't get afraid and scary and get weary or tired, but just hold on, hold fast, hold your horses, hold fast, because there is some greatness in you that the Lord wants to pull out of you, but you must maintain. You must be stable. You must be unmovable. You must be able to move forward towards everything that the Lord has for you. And remember, I was thinking about, I'm not going to even bring it out, pull it out of the bag now, but just remember to hold on, because there are other people that when you move, they're going to move. When you win, they're going to win. And if you lose, they just might lose too and not know it. So we have to remain stable and we have to remain in position and in a place to move forward. I'm thankful to God on today. I love him on today. I thank him. I honor him. I worship him. And Lord, as I say over and over, I choose you another day. No, I don't have everything I want. Things are looking a little shaky and things don't look how I want them to look. But I still choose you another day, God, through Jesus. I love you so much. And I thank you, God, for saving me and sanctifying me, Father, filling me with your precious Holy Ghost. I thank you so much for even having the opportunity. Lord, I thank you so much. Those of you who are out there that are listening, don't give up. There's some greatness that is going to come your way, but you must hold on. You have to hold on. It's going to get hard. It's going to get tough. You get weary, but don't give up the fight for your life. Continue pressing on. Continue pressing, pressing, pressing. That's what this podcast is all about. Staying in the press, because in the press and moving in the press, that's where your victory is. It's on the other side of the press, but you got to stay in the press to get to the other side. I thank you so much. And probably not next week, but the Monday after, I'll be returning to upload another podcast. Stay tuned. And remember, this is In the Press with Latoya V, the Press On Girl. And check out my website if you haven't already, thepressongirl.com. It's up, it's running. There are some great things on there for you. And I'm just so grateful for you. Have a wonderful week. And encourage somebody on this week. Encourage someone to remain in the press. Let someone know that their decision has been made. Stick to it. And if your decision has been made in God, stick to it. Don't begin to waver because things look good and God is blessing you, and then all of a sudden it stops and you want to stop. No. Continue to press on, because the Lord has great things in store for us that continue to follow him, keep his commandments, and do what he told us to do. I love you with the love of the Lord, but God loves you more than I ever could. Check out my website, thepressongirl.com. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful day, and smile. Be kind to yourself one today. Just smile. The victory is in the air. All you have to thank you, Lord. There's victory all around us. Oh, honey. And I know that may sound weird, that there's victory all around us, because things are looking the way that they're looking. But I'm telling you, newness is here. Victory is here. Greatness is here. There's some newness, honey. But you got to hold on and grab a hold to it while you can. Pull your victory. Pull it towards you. I thank you so much for listening in. Have a wonderful one. God bless.
Press, 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 press. Press up to the promise.